We're continuing the Shir on Likut Halachas, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Tefillin, Halachas Zayin, in the introductory paragraph. This halacha, Rav Nosson Zal bases on a famous chapter in Likut Emran. It's chapter 67 in the second half of Likut Emran, which is entitled Bereishis Leinei Kol Yisrael, because one of the things that he speaks about in that chapter is the connection between the end of the Torah, the last words of the Torah, and the beginning of the Torah. And in that chapter in Likut Emran, Rabbeinu Zal discusses a number of very, very important concepts. Among them, he speaks about tefillin, he speaks about the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, and he speaks about the tzaddik. And the title, in different chapters in Likut Emran, just like in different places all over the Torah, there are different titles that are used for tzaddikim. For example, we have the title tzaddik, we have the title Talmud Chacham. And in the Zohar HaKodesh, there are different terms that are used, that are coined to refer to the tzaddik. One of them is Roish Bayis, the master of the house. The Tikkunei Zohar, which is based on the first word and the first pasuk in the Torah, shows how in the word Bereishis, you have many different important points of Yiddishkeit. And one of them is the fact that the world is referred to as the Bayis, and a bias needs a roish, needs a manager, somebody in charge, somebody who's responsible. And this is where the term roish bias comes, which is a title that's used to refer to the leading tzaddik of the generation, the one who's in charge, the one who's responsible. Rabbeinu Salvier also speaks about the number four. And there's a few things that he speaks about related to the number four. The four letters of Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, from which everything originates. The Dalet Yesoidos, the four basic elements from which the world is created, made up, which is Eish, Ruach, Mayim, and Ofor, fire, air, water, and dirt. He speaks about the Dalet Moichin, the four parts of the brain, which are mentioned when Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu that he's going to give Bezalel, the wisdom, the knowledge that he needs to put together the house for Hashem. He uses the terminology, Va'amaleyosoi Ruach Elikim, I'll fill him with the heavenly spirit, divine spirit, Bechochma, Ubitvuna, Uvedas, Uvechol Melocha. Four things are mentioned there, which refer to Dalet Moichin, which correspond also to the four parts of the eye that are mentioned in the Zohar HaKodesh. It speaks about Klas Gavnen De'ena, the three colors of the eye, Ubat Ayin, and the pupil of the eye. And over there in Likut Emran, Rabbeinu Zal shows the connections between the Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash, which were comprised of the four types of knowledge that Hashem gave, and Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the tzaddik, and the tefillin that we wear, which also, the tefillin are batim, the tefillin have batim to them, the boxes are referred to as batim, and the tefillin shel roish especially has four batim, in which are found the parshias. The parshias are referred to as the moichin, the seichel, the brains behind the tefillin. The brains in the tefillin are the parshias, that's the roish, which is found inside the bayis. This is all introduction, laying the groundwork for what Rav Nosson Zal is going to want to speak about. And now we left off in the middle of this first paragraph, about halfway through the paragraph, where Rav Nosson Zal says, V'chol zeh hu bechinas mo'orei oyer. And all of this goes under the title of mo'orei oyer, light. Shekishehem mizgabrim, because when the light gets stronger and more powerful, when the side of light gets stronger and powerful, nichnoin mo'ireyesh, the fire gets weaker and weaker. In this chapter on Likut Emran, Rabbeinu Zal differentiates between light versus fire. We know that in Sifrei Kabbalah, light is always referred to as kindness, chesed, the 7 days of creation. Day number one, Hashem created light. Light corresponds to chesed. Fire is midas hadin, it's brought that Hashem's name Elokim, when you write it out, Bemilui, Aleph spelled Aleph Lamed Pei, Lamed Lamed Memdala, is Begimatria Eish, fire. Fire represents Midas Hadin, you know, a destructive. In this context, it's being used as a destructive force. The fire of the Yetzirah, the left side. Yitzra, the Zohar Kodesh says Yitzra, the Yetzer, is Begimatria Eish, you know, referring to that, the fire of the Yetzirah. So in this chapter in the Likutei Moharan, Rabbeinu Zal says, these two are always fighting with each other. These two are on opposite ends. You have the light versus the fire. When the light gets stronger, the fire becomes subdued. When the fire gets stronger, Chas V'Shalom, the light is destroyed. And one example that he gives there is, the Beis HaMikdash was called a Migdal Or, a house of light. It says, Vahoyu, Hashem says, Vahoyu Einai V'Libi Shom, my eyes are focused on the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was referred to as Mo'irei Or. How was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? By fire. When the fire became powerful, the light was replaced, you know, was eliminated. How do we bring in the Shabbos? With light. Lahadlik ner shel Shabbos, neroy shel Shabbos. That's how we introduce Shabbos, which represents the holiness. When Shabbos leaves, when the light leaves, it's replaced by fire. Boirei mo'irei ho'esh. The light is from Hashem. Fire, the Gemara says, is man-made. That Adam HaRishon played with the rocks until he created, you know, he brought forth fire. There's a lot we're going to learn, a tremendous amount about this topic, the Mo'irah versus the Mo'irah, throughout Likutei Halachos. That chapter in Likutei Moharan is explained maybe 15 different ways in Likutei Halachos, and it's tied into hundreds of things that we encounter in Yiddishkeit. One second. The Cholze was Mo'irer, that when the Mo'irer becomes stronger, the Mo'irer Eish go down. The Oz Yesh Balabayis Lahoilam. And when the Mo'irer Oir are strong, then the world has a Balabayit. Then there's somebody in the driver's seat. There's somebody that's in control of everything that's taking place. Bechinas Bereshis, as is hinted to in that word Bereshis, Roish Bayis. Shehoroish Meir Labayis. That the Roish, the head, which is the Tzaddik, is shining into the bias. He's feeding the bias all the positive energy that it needs. Shezeo b'chinas tefillin. And again, tefillin represents the same thing. In tefillin, you have the bias, you have the batin, and you have the Roish, which are the parshias inside, the four parshias, which represent the Dalit Moichin. V'chol mi shenichlal boze ha-Roish bias. Any person who is zeicha to really become part of this Roish Bayis, this tzaddik of the generation, shenichlal bishmoy hakodosh, which means he becomes part of his name, just like when a woman gets married, she takes on the name of her husband. A girl whose name was Malka Bernstein, when she marries Moshe Goldstein, she becomes Malka Goldstein. The Zohar Kodesh speaks about this, that ba'asar de'iz d'char nukvo lo yidkar tamon. When there's male and female and they unite, the female isn't mentioned. She becomes part of the male. She is nichlal in her husband. And this is one of the ways that we see this. She gives up her identity in a certain sense. She gives up her name, one of the most important things. Her family name, which she cherished so much for the 18 years or not, whatever it is, now she becomes somebody else, part of a different family, in a sense. So too, when a person comes close to the tzaddik, one aspect of coming close to the tzaddik is taking on the name of the tzaddik, to be nichlal in his name. We find, again, the students of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, even though each one of them had their own name, but they were known as the students of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is yeshiva. His yeshiva, his students, as we find today also. And certainly among Hasidim, the Hasidim, even though each one has their own family, each one is a world, but they're known, this one is known as a Belzer, a Satmar, a Breslover, each one is known under the title of the Tzaddik whom they're attached to. So he said, and we saw before that the Torah says that the Tzaddik, The Shem Hashem and the Shem HaTzadik are connected to each other. Hashem placed his name on the names of the Shvatim, we mentioned. Shevet Horeuveni, Hashimoni. Each Shevet has Yud-Kei attached with the name of Hashem. And there are other ways that we see Hashem's name attached to the name of the Tzadik. The name of the Tzadik and the Shem Hashem go together. In fact, the Zohar HaKadosh says, Moshe Rabbeinu the Tzadik, his name is the letters Hashem, how we refer to Hashem. When we don't pronounce Hashem's name, Moshe is the letters Hashem, showing the closeness between the Tzadikim and Hashem. So now, Rav Nosson Zal tells us that any person who zeicher to become part of the Reish Bayis, meaning he becomes part of his name, a full membership, and he's nichlal in the pe'er and chein and yoifi ho'emes shaloi, he's nichlal in the beauty and the charm of the tzaddik, niftochin einov, that person's eyes are opened, umaschil histakel al atzmoi, eichu oicheis b'chol hamidos, and the person starts having the ability to look at himself. We talk about 20/20 vision, about people who can see. The Gemara says, most people find it easy to see other people's faults, but to see my own faults, that takes 10/10 vision, not 20/20. 20/20 isn't good enough for that. You need a higher vision, and most people can't do that. And Rabbeinu Zal shows in Likut Imran in a few places that one of the important benefits of coming close to a tzaddik is that a tzaddik has eyes. He can see. There's a pasuk, Einei Hashem Meshoitetois Bechol Horetz. Hashem's eyes scan the entire world. There's another pasuk that says, Einei Hashem El Tzadikim, that the eyes of Hashem are given over to Tzadikim. And this is why Tzadikim can see things that we can't. And what happens is, when a person comes to a Tzadik with real sincerity, for real, real seriousness, with a commitment, then the tzaddik shares his eyes with that person. The tzaddik gives his eyes. The Gemara uses the term nosan boyenov. Nosan boyenov. He placed his eyes into him. And then the person is given the ability to see themselves like they never saw before, with a clarity. The person starts understanding things that are wrong with them, things that need to be improved and corrected. So here he says that when a person is zocheh to become part of the Reish Bayis, to be nichlal in his shame and in his beauty and everything, the person's eyes are opened and he starts looking at himself to see where he's holding in all of the midos, all the characteristics, kas, gaiva, anova, chesed, which are all tied into the dalad yesoidos, which are all tied into the four basic elements. Avol kishenisalim zehoyer. However, when this light goes into hiding, when this light of the tzaddik, of the Rosh Bayis, when it becomes hidden, shehu oyer hatzaddikana, which is the light of the tzaddik, shehu bechinas shem Hashem, which is synonymous with the name of Hashem, v'chol habechinosanal, and all the other things we mentioned, azai mizgabrin chas v'sholom hamo'ireyesh. Then the opposite force takes over. There are two opposing forces battling it out. There's the Mo'ire Oyer and there's the Mo'ire Yesh. There's light versus fire. Light in this context represents kindness, goodness. Fire in this context represents destruction. We know that the Beis Hamikdash was called a center of light, Migdal Oyer, and the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed with fire. Shehem ha'hepech mikolanal, and these Mo'ireyesh are the opposite of the tzaddik, of the light, of the eyes, of all the things we mentioned. Umehem churban beis hamikdash. The Mo'ireyesh are what brought about the destruction of the beis hamikdash. Period. Now, and Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likut Imran speaks a lot about the beis hamikdash and about the destruction of the beis hamikdash. And then he starts this paragraph we're about to say. Rabbeinu Zal says there, v'ho'ovar ovar. The past is the past. We can't undo the past. The Beis Hamikdash has already been destroyed twice. Ach ato, however, now, שהשם יזבורך מצפה בכל יום, לא שבולנו, that Hashem is waiting every single day to come back to us, to take up residency with us again. עיקר התיקון שנושב אליו, one of the most important ways that we can return to Hashem is על ידי כימס חצויס, by getting up at midnight, שצריכן להסעורר לפקח על תיקון נפשוי. A person has to wake up and start taking seriously the repairs that they need to make in their own house, in themselves. ולוקום בחצויס לילה, and to get up at midnight, ולהסאבל מאויד על חורבן בית המקדש, and to express deep, deep sorrow over the fact that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. V'hoikar, the most important thing is, lehisabel v'livkoiz harbe al pegam ma'asov shegormu churban Beis HaMikdash. The main thing is to cry over my part in this, how I contributed to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, oy ikuv binyonoy, or how I am contributing daily to blocking Hashem from rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, any generation in which the Beis HaMikdash has not been rebuilt, the implication is that if it was standing now, Hashem would take it down, he would destroy it. So we right now, in the state that we're in, that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, the implication is that every single day, we are still responsible for a Churban Beis HaMikdash, for the fact that we don't have it. And how does one go about trying to fix that? By fixing myself first, looking what does the Torah define, what caused the Churban Beis HaMikdash. The first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed for Avodah Zorah, Gilui Arayah, Shfichas Damim. The second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed for Sinas Chinam. Where am I in that today? What Jews do I hate, and how much do I hate myself? The biggest problem is people that we hate ourselves, we don't care about ourselves, to do what's really, really in our good interests. And by a person doing what they can to help rectify this situation, through that the person is zoicha that light that became hidden, the light of the Beis HaMikdash, the light of the tzaddikim, which went into hiding, becomes uncovered, revealed to him, and all the different things we mentioned earlier should begin shining on the person. The light of the tefillin, the mo'irei or, bebechinas, as the posuk says, losum la'avele tzion pe'er tachasefer. Hashem says that those who mourn the destruction, I will replace their efer, the ashes, I'll replace it with pe'er, beauty. And pe'er is one of the titles, one of the adjectives that describes the tzaddik, the Beis HaMikdash, tefillin, all of those things are referred to as pe'er, beauty. Rav Nosson Zal says, pe'er daika. Look at the word that the pasuk uses, pe'er. Bechinas klolius hagavnin. Because the term pe'er refers to multicolored. Tiferes, there's chesed, which is on the right. There's gevura, which is on the left. Tiferes is a combination of both. Tiferes, the term tiferes, and pe'er is always referred to as a combination of colors. Bechinas Shem Hashem, like the name of Hashem. Bechinas Dalet Moichen Anal, the four letters of Shem Hashem, which correspond to the four Moichen, which are these multiple colors in a sense. Shehein Shoyresh V'tikun Hadalet Yesoides. They are the roots of and the tikun of the four basic elements. Ki Hakoil Nishapech L'toiva. Because everything, when a person does a proper tshuva, when a person shows their regret and remorse for their part in the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, then everything can be turned around. Bechinas pe'er tachasefer, where Hashem rearranges the letters efer, ashes, which is associated with mourning, Hashem converts it to pe'er by restoring the beauty of Klal Yisrael. There's a famous story in the Gemara. A person would say, hold on a second. What's this business calling the tzaddik the Beis HaMikdash? This sounds Hasidic to me. There's a Gemara in Baba Basra that says that there was a king, there was a whole story that when the Chashmonoim were in charge, at one point a Baskoil came out and said, any slave that rebels now will succeed. Hordus, Herod, heard that Baskoil, got the message, and staged a revolt, and killed all the Hashmonaim, all the people in charge at the time, and took over the kingdom of the Jewish people. The fact that he lived among Jews, he knew some Torah, obviously, and he was aware that there's a pasuk in the Torah that says about the king, the Jewish king, Soim tosim mikerev achecha tosim olecha melech, that in order to qualify to be a king of the Jews, you must be mikerev achecha, you must be one of the brothers, you have to be family, mishpacha, you have to be Jewish. And he wasn't, he was a slave and Eved Kanani, so he figured he's got to eliminate the problem. How? Wipe out the rabbis. If you wipe out the rabbis, there's nobody to consult the Torah anymore. So he did just that. He went about murdering all the rabbis, all the leading rabbis at the time. One rabbi, Bava ben Buta, he kept him alive, but he blinded him. So he can't do much harm in that state. The Gemara says a while later, he decided to check in on this rabbi, see how he's doing and what his attitude is towards the new king. So he goes to him, doesn't tell him that he's the king or anything, and he starts making nasty comments about the king. Bava ben Buta says right away, stop, it says in the Torah, you're not allowed to speak about the king, you're not allowed to say anything against the king. He says, but doesn't that mean only if he's a Jew? No, he brings him another pasuk that says no, even if he's not Jew. But what about it? Each time Bava ben Buta, he said, but nobody's listening. Bava ben Buta said, the walls have ears. And he saw that there was nothing in the world that he could do to get this rabbi to speak against him. And now he realized, hey, what did I just do? I murdered all of these rabbis thinking that they would be a big problem for me, and now I see I was wrong. So he revealed to Bava ben Buta who he was, and he said, I'm the guy. Is there anything I can do to make amends for the fact that I murdered all the leading rabbis of Klal Yisrael at the time? Bava ben Buta said to him, yes. The rabbis are referred to as the Einei Hoeda, the eyes of Klal Yisrael. We're talking about the eyes here, the Klas Gavna de Basayim. He said, you extinguished the eyes and the light of Klal Yisrael. The Beis HaMikdosh is also referred to as the eyes of Klal Yisrael. It's called Ge'oin Uzchem Machmad Einechem, the love of our eyes. He said the Beis HaMikdosh needs major repairs, major restoration. If you do a major renovation to the Beis HaMikdosh, that'll be a tshuva for having murdered all the rabbis. The Gemara says he did. Hordus did this. And the Gemara says anyone who didn't see the binyan of Hordus, you never saw architecture in your life. To see the beauty that he did with the walls, it looked like the waves of the sea. The Gemara describes how beautiful it was. So here we see the Gemara telling us that these two are the same. The tzaddikim are called Einei Ha'eda. They are the eyes of Klal Yisrael. And the Beis HaMikdosh is the eyes of Hashem, the eyes of Klal Yisrael. The pasuk says, V'hoyu Einai V'libi Shom. Hashem says, my eyes and heart are over there in that building, in the Beis HaMikdosh. In the Beis HaMikdosh and by the tzaddikim. That's how we're seeing that these two are parallel. And here in our discussion, we're going to see that that's what tefillin is also. That's what tefillin is all about. Ki hakol nishapech letoiva, because everything gets turned around for the good. Bechinas pe'er tachas efer daika, as we see in this equation here, mamish, from efer becomes pe'er. Ayin shom heitev, kol ze b'mekoymoy b'siman anal. Study all of this very well in chapter 67, in the second half of Likut Imran. Ubekama mekoymois bedvarenu, and in several places throughout Likut Halachos shedibarnu bozeh bechazda yisborach, where we've elaborated, we've expounded on that chapter in Likut Imran. Vesim libcho heitev, and Rav Nosson Zal says, pay close attention to what we're saying here, ad shetovoy lidei maisa, until you'll be zeiche to do it. To do what? Lokum bachatzois laila, to get up at midnight, lehisabel al ma'asecho shema'akvim binyan beis hamikdosh, to mourn over your own sins and your own shortcomings that are blocking Hashem from rebuilding the beis hamikdosh. Shenechshav keilu atom achrivoi. And therefore, it's considered chas v'shalom as if I am destroyed. If the Beis Mikdash was standing right now, I would be taking it down, chas v'shalom. Uma'arich hagolus kol kach. And we're extending this exile so long. Ad shetaschil lehistakil al atzmecho be'in ho'emes. Until you'll be zeicher to start looking at yourself honestly, ad shiyoiru alecho kol hatikunim anal. So that all the tikkunim that Rabbeinu Zal describes in that chapter on the Likutei Moran will start taking effect on you. And you'll improve, you'll correct everything you need to in the Dalet Yesoidos, in your Midos, etc. Now Rabbeinu Zal begins. V'chol zeh hu bechinas tefillin. And everything that's mentioned in that chapter on the Likutei Moran is tied into tefillin. Ki muvon bekavona so Arizal, because the Arizal explains in his forum, she'oyer hatfillin yoytze al yedei hatikunim hanasin al yedei kimas chatzois. The Arizal shows how the light of tefillin that we put on in the morning, the tefillin receives its light from midnight. From those who get up at midnight and their avoda at that time, that's what generates, that's what turns on the switch for the light to be channeled to the tefillin that we are going to be putting on when we daven shachris. Kal yidei hatzadikim v'haksherim shekomim b'chatzos laila, through the tzadikim and the religious people who get up at midnight, umisablin al churban beis hamikdash, and mourn the destruction of the beis hamikdash, ayidei zeh choizrin v'nistaknin kol habachinas anal, they restore and repair all the different things that need to be restored and repaired, the choizrin umizgabrin bechinas samoire oyer, and the moire oyer get turned on and strengthened, umeir oyer horoish bayis, and the light of the roish bayis starts shining, shehu bechinas dalid moichin, which we said corresponds to the four moichin, bechinas pe'er, klas gavnen deinu basayin, Shekol zeh hu bechinas Shem Hashem. All of this is tied into Hashem's name Yudkei Vavkei. Shehu Dalet Oisiyos. V'chol zeh hu bechinas Tfilin Moichin. All of this is tied into the mitzvah of Tfilin, which is all about Seichel. Tfilin is how we charge the brain every day. New Seichel. Ki Tfilin heim bechinas Shem Hashem. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, we see that the Torah refers to tefillin as the name of Hashem. Where do we see it? There's a pasuk in Dvarim, where the pasuk says, in Chumash Dvarim, chapter 28, V'ro'u kol amei ha'oretz, ki shem Hashem nikra lecha, v'yaro mimecha. All the nations of the world will see that you have the name of Hashem upon you, and they will respect you, they'll fear you. And the Gemara says in Brachas, page 6, Elu tefillin shebaroish. Where are they going to see the name of Hashem upon us? In the Tefillin Shel Roish. That's the name of Hashem upon us. So we see that Tefillin is called Shem Hashem. Vehein Bechinas Pe'er. And Tefillin is also referred to as Pe'er. Klolius Hagavnendena. The combination of all the colors of the eye. Ki Tefillin Nikroim Pe'er. We see that Tefillin is called Pe'er. K'meshikosu, as the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, chapter 24. Pe'ercha Chavoy Sholecha. Hashem spoke to Yechezkel HaNavi, who had lost one of his close relatives, and Hashem told him that for you, we're going to make an exception. Other Jews, the rest of Klal Yisrael, when they lose one of their seven close relatives, there's all kinds of halachas that they have to follow. Hashem said to Yechezkel, in your case, Pe'ercha Chavoy Sholecha. You will, yes, wear your tefillin. Even though this relative passed away, even though it's still the first, you will, yes. So we see tefillin is called Pe'er. As the Gemara says in Moed Kotten, page 15. Vehein bechinas gavnen deina. And tefillin are connected to the eyes, to the colors of the eyes. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, ule toitofois bein einecho. The tefillin are worn by the eyes, between the eyes. Vehein bechinas roish bayis. And tefillin are also associated with the term roish bayis that we use. Bechinas Parshiyos shehim hamoichin memalines habatim kanal. Because as we said, the parshiyos of the tefillin are referred to as the moichin, the seichel, the roish, which is found in the bayis, in these batim, in these cases. V'chol ze zoichin al yidei kimas chatzoyis kanal. And the Arizal says that what turns on the light of tefillin every morning? The getting up at midnight. That the tefillin are plugged into the Beis HaMikdash. That's where they're plugged into. That's where the eyes of Hashem are and everything. And those people who get up at midnight, their avoda is what pumps the light, what generates the light for the tefillin for the next day. So a person would say, but 1 second, what if I'm not zoicha to do it? Or what if I'm not zoicha to do it every day? Vafilu mi she'enoi zoicha lokum b'chatzois, even for those Jews who are not privileged to get up at midnight, afal pikein, still, kol oir kedushas hatfilin, the entire light and holiness of the tefillin, moichin shel kol Yisrael, and the seichel of the entire Jewish people, nimshochim al yedei hatzadikei emes, is channeled to Klal Yisrael via the true tzadikim, shehein bechinas roish bayis hanal, who are in this category, they are the masters of the house. She'oirom nimshach al kol Yisrael, their light is channeled into Klal Yisrael, al yedei hakomim b'chatzois, through those who get up at midnight, ukemuvan bekisve Arizal, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal. The Arizal says that even those that don't get up, they receive their light from those that do, from the effects of those who do. V'hu al pi advarim hanal. What the Arizal says over there, Rav Nosson Zal says, is tied in clearly to what we spoke about before. Ki ikar hapeer v'hachein v'hayoyfi shel Yisrael bechlal u'befrat. Because the real beauty and charm of Klal Yisrael, on a general level and on a detail level, heim hatfilin hakdoishim shemeniach kol echod b'chol yoyim, is the tefillin that we put on every single day. The Zohar HaKadosh refers to the tefillin as the crown. It's the crown of Hashem. We're putting Hashem's crown on our head. Shehein bechinas oyer haponim. They represent the light of Hashem's face, kaviyochol. She'onu mamshichem aleinu oyer hadas v'hisnoitzitzus hamoichin u'amitim. And by putting on tefillin, we draw upon ourselves this light of das and really turning on our brains to the fullest sense, lehakir es boireinu yisporashmoi, to have recognition of Hashem, to have full recognition of Hashem, lihiyois nichlal b'shem Hashem, and to become part of Hashem's name, to plug into Hashem, v'onu misparim bo yisporach, v'hu mispar bonu. And we express our pride in Hashem, how proud we are of our Hashem, and Hashem expresses the pride that He takes in us. Shehein bechinas hatfilin shel Hashem yisborach. The Gemara speaks about this in the beginning of Brachas. The Gemara says, what do our tefillin say? Our tefillin say, Hashem echod. Hashem, you're number one. And the Gemara says, how do we know that Hashem puts on tefillin? And the Gemara brings psukim. And the Gemara says, what does it say in Hashem's tefillin? In Hashem's tefillin, it says, Mi ka'amcho Yisroel goyechad boretz. So tefillin is pe'er. It's an expression. Each one is expressing the pride. Pe'er also means pride. The pride that they take in the other one. We express how proud we are of Hashem. Hashem expresses how proud He is of us. Shemisoyrin, and Hashem's tefillin get turned on, get activated, kisheonu misatrin ba'ateres tiferes hatfilin shonu. When we cloak ourselves, when we put on the crown of beauty, our tefillin. Shazai gam Hashem yisbor kaviyochel meich tefillin. The Gemara says, then Hashem also puts on tefillin, shekosuv bohem hispa'arusoy bonu, in which are written the pride that Hashem takes in us. Bechinas, ki mi goy godol, u mi goy godol. K'may shamra azal m'sechta brachas davov, as the Gemara says over there. V'chol ze zoichin al yedei hatzadik yisoy doylam. And all of this happens via the tzadik, the leading tzadik, she'al yodoi kol hiskarvus Yisroel Hashem yisborach, through whom the entire closeness of the Jewish people to Hashem goes through him. Where do we see this? In the Chumash. We see Moshe Rabbeinu in Klal Yisrael. We see that Moshe Rabbeinu was in the middle always, solving problems, breaking up fights, and bringing about, bringing Hashem close to the Jewish people, and bringing the Jews close to Hashem all the time. That was his main responsibility. Avol, however, bavoinoseinu harabim hu ne'la moed. Unfortunately, as a result of our many sins, the tzaddikim, the true tzaddikim, are very hidden. Ki achshov al yidei churban beis hamikdash varichas hagolus shemispashet umizgaber hasitra achra moed. Because now, as a result of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and this long exile that we're in, whereby the Sitra Achra is spreading and gaining power all the time, leha'alim oyer hatzadik, to hide the light of the tzadik, shezeo bechinas, this is what the Gemara refers to when the Gemara says, koshe silukon shel tzadikim kiflayim kichurban Beis HaMikdash, that the disappearance of tzadikim, the loss of tzaddikim, is twice as big a loss as the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. This the Gemara says. Kamei Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya chapter 29, Lochein hineni Yosef lahafli esom azeh haflei vafela. Hashem says, I am going to strike the Jewish people an incredible, incredible blow. What's going to be this incredible, incredible blow? V'ovdo chochmas chachomov ubinas nevoinov tistater. The knowledge of their chachomim and the understanding of their nevoinim will go into hiding, will become hidden. K'moshom Razal, as the Medrash says in Eicha, chapter 1. Al kein, therefore, ikar hatikun al yedei kimas chatzois. Rav Nosnal says the best way that we, one of the most important ways that we can help fix this is by getting up at midnight. Kimi sheroitze lochus al atzmoi, because a person who cares about himself, kisheroye oitze merirus golus nafshoi, when the person realizes what kind of a golus his own soul is in, besides what the Jewish nation is in, the golus that I'm in, how far I am from seeing Hashem, from seeing tzaddikim, from seeing the Torah, from being plugged into the Torah, all the wires, all 613 wires and everything. A person who realizes that, tzorich livkois ma'oid, has to cry a lot, al oitzim ha'aloma azois, over the fact that the light has become so hidden, shenisalim oyer hatzadike emes bavoinoseinu rabim, that as a result of our many sins, the light of the true tzadikim has become so hidden, v'nisrabe hamachloikes moed, and in Klal Yisrael we have an incredible, incredible amount of machloikes. Everyone is against everyone else. Everyone thinks the other one is wrong. This one is wrong. This one's no good. V'chulu v'chulu. Shezeo bechinas chevle moshel Moshiach. This is what the Torah defines as the suffering, the birth pains of Moshiach. Shehu ha-kategoria shebein talmidei chachamim. The Gemara says clearly at the end of Ksubas, at the end of Soita, that this refers to the machloikis among the religious people, and even among the talmidei chachamim, among the learned religious people. K'moy Shom Razal, as the Gemara says, and that's what's causing the golus to be so long. That's what's extending the golus thousands of years. It started with Sinas Chinam. It started, the golus of Mitzrayim started by Machlokis among the sons of Yaakov Avinu against Yosef HaTzadik. And it continues and continues. Today, we're not against one rabbi, we're against all the rabbis. All v'zeh Iker Churban Beis HaMikdash. This is the real Churban Beis HaMikdash. The canal, as we mentioned before, that the Gemara says that the disappearance of Tzadikim is twice as big a blow as the disappearance of the actual building, the Beis HaMikdash. V'chol zeh goyrem kol echad. Who's responsible for this? Me. Each and every one of us causes this and is feeding this al yedei chatov vavoinoisov, through our sins. Ki kol ma shemar belifgoim chas v'shalom, because the more we commit sins, kein mizgaber halom chas v'shalom, the more Hashem goes into hiding, which means that tzaddikim go into hiding. The Torah says it clearly about the future. V'onoichi hastir astir esponai b'yamahu. It wasn't enough for Hashem to say, I'm going to go into hiding. Double covering, haster, aster. The fact that Hashem is hidden, That's going to be hidden from us. People are going to be so asleep spiritually, they ain't even going to know that Hashem is hiding. They're going to think everything's... What do you mean? We have yeshivas, we have shuls. This is we're ready. Mashiach comes, he might get in the way. He might be excess. We might tell him to go on vacation and just let us... We're handling everything okay here. We have yeshivas with 6,000 people. We have everything, chas v'shom. And not realizing that we are in extreme darkness, extreme spiritual darkness. Ulehepech, and on the opposite, kol ma shemesim eliboy livkoy salzeh, the more a person focuses on this and gets themselves to cry about this, v'loshuv levakesh mi'ashem izborach, shi'esaken kol zeh, and to plead with Hashem to fix all of this, ayidei zeh mizgale ha'aloma. That person helps bring about a revelation of that light that's hidden. V'zoiche sheyoyer loy oyer hatzadik. And that person is zoiche that the light of the tzadik shines for him. Shehi bechinas roish bayis, which is the roish bayis, the pair. V'yidei zeh yoytzin baboyker oyer hatfilin. And this is what the Arizal is referring to. When the Arizal says that through avoid of getting up at chatzos, that's what generates the light of tefillin, this is obviously what he's referring to, Reb Nosson Zal says. Because we explained, tefillin is pe'er, which is synonymous with the tzaddik, the light of the tzaddikim, the Shem Hashem. And chatzos is all about mourning the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, which is Shem Hashem, which is the death of the tzaddikim. As it says throughout the Gemara, in Gittin, where it talks about destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, it talks about the tzaddikim being killed. Zechariah, Navi, this one, all the different things that went on at the time. Paragraph Gimel. V'zeh b'chinas tefillin shel roish u'tefillin shel yad. Now he's going to explain the two parts of the tefillin. Ki mavoy arshom, because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, Sheklal kol hatikunim anal hu lahagbir b'chinas mo'irei oyer al mo'irei yesh. That what we're really trying to achieve through everything he speaks about here in Likutei Moran is to strengthen the mo'irei oyer over the mo'irei yesh. These two are always competing with each other. The mo'irei oyer is the Torah, Hashem, the tzaddikim, the Beis Hamikdash. All of those are on the side of oyer. The mo'irei yesh refers to the yetzahara. Remember, we mentioned the Zohar Kodesh says that the word Yitzra is Bigematria Eish. And Eish in this context represents all the destructive forces, all of those things that try to cover up the Hashem's light, the light of the Tzaddikim, the Beis Hamikdash, etc. Ki Mo'i Re'oir, Heim Bechinas Shem Hashem. Because the Mo'i Re'oir, that's Hashem's name, Shehu Bechinas Shem HaTzadik, which goes together with the names of the Tzaddikim. We find, by the way, throughout the Torah, you have this everywhere, that any item of Kedusha, it's always because it has the name of Hashem on it. In Birkas HaMazon, when we talk about the Beis HaMikdash, HaBayis HaGodol VaKodesh HaZeh SheNikra Shimcha Olav. If you look, Rav Nosson Zal shows this in other places in the Kutei Halachos, any Dovar SheBikdusha, what gives it its holiness is having the name of Hashem upon it. Tfilin, we said, V'yoro Kamer Kishem Hashem Nikra Lecha. And so too the tzaddikim, what makes them holy? The name of Hashem upon them. Ulehepech, and the opposite, mo'irei yesh, heim hahepech, they are the opposite. Ki heim bechinas hahaloma, they're the ones who are hiding and blocking the light. Bechinas shem the sitrachra, they represent the name and the glory of the sitrachra, of the opposition, the other side. Shemizgabrim lahalim shem Hashem. They work at trying to hide Hashem. Shemeshut, the name of Hashem, Shemeshutav b'shem atzadik, which is attached to the tzadikim. Kemoy shekosu sham, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there, ayin sham, look in Likutei Moran over there. V'alkein tzrichin lirois lahagbir b'chinas hamo'irei oyer al hamo'irei yesh. Therefore, our mission is to try to strengthen the mo'irei oyer over the Mo'irei Yesh. Umevur umuvan shom, and Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, shezeh klal kol avoida sa'odom bozeh ho'ilam, that's basically the job of a Jew in this world. There's this competition going on between these two, and again, another form of this is Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Tov is offering oyer. What is oyer? Torah and mitzvahs. Kiner mitzvah v'toyra or. Yiddishkeit is called Meir or. The Yetzahara is offering Gehenim. That's what he's really offering. His goal is to get us registered downstairs in the fire. Kiklal ha'odom hu dalid yesoidos. Because we know that man is made up of the four basic elements, shemehem kol hamidos toivos verois. And they determine all the midos toivos and rois inside the person. Ubisharoshom heim kulam koidish. At their origin, from their place of origin, these four yesoides are pure holiness. They originate from Hashem. Bechinas dalid oisiyos Hashem, which is pure holiness. Ach lamato, however, when it spirals down to this physical, materialistic world, hey me'uravim toivora, they got mixed up with good and bad. In eish, there's good eish and bad eish. In maim, in each one of these things. And this is the job and the battle of a Jew in this world, l'shaber hataivos v'hamidos rois, to destroy, to eliminate the bad characteristics inside of me, or that want to take hold of me, hanimshochim mehora shebedalad yesoidos, which are coming from the bad side of the dalad yesoidos, ulahagbir hatoiv shebedalad yesoidos, and to strengthen the good side of these four elements, ad sheyu nichlolim kol hadalad yesoidos bedalad oisiyos Hashem, to the point where I purify myself and elevate myself to a point where all of my Dalet Yesoidos plug into Yud Kei Vav Kei. They plug into Hashem perfectly. Shehein Bechinas Mo'erei Oer, Moichin, which is the source of the Mo'erei Oer, the Moichin. V'chol ze zoichin al yedei shenichlolim b'Hashem hatoy v'ape'er shel hatzadik o'emes. How does a Jew accomplish that? By plugging into the good name and the beauty of the true tzaddik. Sheze zoichin al yidei kimas chatzois. And that's one of the things that a person achieves by getting up at night and mourning the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Remember the story of Hordus, that these two are identical. He destroyed the rabbis. How do you fix it? Repair the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. How do you fix it? Restore the rabbis. Restore your faith and connection in the rabbis. The more we repair, it says, we quoted earlier, the Pasuk in Eicha, where it says, in Vayihu Mal'ivim B'Malachi Elikim, that what was one of the main reasons why Hashem destroyed everything? Because they insulted, they showed disrespect to the tzaddikim, who are called Malachi Elikim over there, the heavenly angels. So again, the repair for it is by showing respect, by coming close to and attaching ourselves to the true tzaddikim. That's how a person draws upon himself the light of the brain, the real seichel, which is bechinas tefillin. And when the light becomes stronger than the fire, azai ikar hatikun hu shegam bechinas hamoyre yesh yistaknu v'yishapchu v'yuchlulu b'toich bechinas moyre or. That's not enough. It's not enough that the light should defeat the fire. To complete the job, we have to take the fire and integrate it into the light, merge it into the light. Sheze ikar hatikun. That's really finishing the job. Ki be'emes gam ha-mo'ire yesh mekablim me ha-mo'ire yor. Because in truth, where did these mo'ire yesh come from? They came also from Hashem. They also come from the mo'ire. They're a spin-off of the mo'ire yor. V'alkein yesh dalid gavnen be'esha kamo shikosu b'zoyer HaKodesh. And this is why the Zoyer HaKodesh says that just like the eye has four parts, the mo'ire yor, fire has four basic colors. The yellow and the white and the blue, I don't remember, four colors. The Zohar Kodesh speaks about the four colors in the fire. Ki sharoshom midalit gavnen hanal. Because the source in holiness from which fire draws its light is from the Moirei Oer. Ach ikar hapegamhu, ki shemizgaber chas v'shom hora shebedalit yesoidois. Shehu bechinas eish, bechinas hara shebemoyre yeshanal. Where does the problem come in? When the negative aspect of the Dalet Yesoidos, when the negative aspect of fire takes control and it exercises its muscle and pulls everything in a bad direction. Shemishom kol hataivos umidos rois. That's the source of all the taivos rois and midos rois. The Zohar Kodesh Sharif gives the Yetzahara a nickname, Chom. That the mechamem gufei de barnash. Why? Because how does the Yetzirah get us to commit sins, many sins? He heats us up. Fire. Fire. A passion of the sitra achra. The taivos rois. Taivos achila. A fire burning. You just finished eating? He's ready for more. What? You just finished eating. That fire that's burning, that furnace that just wants more stuff pumped, thrown into it. Kikulam bechinas eish. Because all of the taivos rois and midos rois all go under this umbrella term eish. Bechinas chamimus halev. The fire in the heart. Shehu nur dolok, which is a fireplace that's burning. The heart is pumping all the time. It's generating heat, fire. Utzrichim lehizgaber olov ulahachnioi al yedei hamo'ereyor. And how do we overcome that fire? How do we subdue that fire? Through the mo'ereyor, shehem bechinas shem hatzadik. Of which one example of it is the tzadik. Shemishom koyach ho'esh digdusha. By the tzadikim is found the holy fire, shesoyreif umevayer ho'esh horaze, which destroys this bad fire. Bibichinas, as the pasuk says in Yecheskel chapter 15, and the Gemara quotes this pasuk, mei ho'esh yotzu v'ho'esh toichlein. The evil came into the world through fire, and we destroy them through fire. We have this in halacha when it comes to kalim. Kalim that were used by a non-Jew, kalim that had unkosher in it. How do you kosher it? Depending on how the absorption was. If the absorption was through fire, the way you release it, you get rid of it, is through fire. Whether it's hagolo or libun, the different kinds of kashering. Hainu, shebekoya hatzadik zoichen lehizgaber lahafoich eish chamimus halev el hakedusha. What the tzadikim do for us is they help us convert that fire in our heart, which the Yetzer is trying to use us to commit sins. They get us to turn that fire around and direct it towards his slavus digdusha, to put that passion into serving Hashem. Shezeh ikar hashleimus. That's the real success in Yiddishkeit. K'moshikos b'mokam acher, as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in chapter 49 in Likutei Moran. Hainu, lehizgaber al ho'esh hataivos v'amidos de sitra achra, to overcome the fire of the taivos and midos that come from the bad side, rak laham shechel atzmoi el ahepech, and to draw himself in the opposite direction, to reverse it, le'oire liboi sheyislahev la'ashem yisborach ule'toirosoi ulavoidos yisborach, to wake up his heart, to be on fire for Hashem, for the Torah, for serving Hashem, lehispalel velilmoid behislavus eish tikdusha, to daven and learn with fire. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim chapter 39, cham libi bekirbi, my heart is hot inside of me, behagigi, when I think, tivar eish, a fire burns, dibarti belishoini, and I express it in the words coming out of my mouth. Bibichinas, as the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, chapter 8, rishofeho rishpe eish shalheves ko, that there is this fire, this raging fire, which can be converted to a shalheves ko, to a holy fire, to, again, a passion for religion. Ad sheyizke shehamo'ere eish yishapchu v'yichlulu b'sharosh melin shvigdusha, to the point where the person could be zoiche, that the mo'ere eish, which were raging inside of him, should be converted and plugged into their heavenly source in holiness. Shehu b'chinas mo'ere oyer. This is why we find balei tshuva, where the Gemara says, b'mokim shebalei tshuva oimdim, ein tzadikim gemurim echoylam lamoid. One of the advantages, usually, that Balei Tshuva have over people who are from birth is that because of the fact that the Baal Tshuva went into that fire, he was taken by that fire. When he converts, when he goes the other way, if he's smart, he brings that fire with him. He takes that fire with him, and it's not get rid of it, takes that fire and converts it to a fire of Kedusha, where his attitude towards his Yiddishkeit is there's a passion. He's not satisfied with just saying the words. He's on fire because he's taking that fire that the Yetzer Hara had used against him, and now he's including it into the Kedusha. And one of the things that will help a person achieve this is if a person zoicha to get up at night, midnight, because we quoted the pasuk before, that through this avoida, you convert the efer, ashes. How do you get ashes? How do you make ashes? Through fire. He converts the ashes, the ma'oire yesh, into pe'er, into ma'oire yor. He brings the ash into the oir. Hainu, shebechinas efer, bechinas ma'oire yesh, yishapech lebechinas pe'er, shebechonas ma'oire yor. He converts the ma'oire yesh into ma'oire yor. Hainu, Shamoire Esh Biatzmon Yistaknu Vishapchu Vyuchlulu Boesh Digdusha Shesharoshima Moir. Again, taking the way we seem to say before, the Moire Esh was something treif, no good. Exactly. When it's doing its thing, when it's in control, it's treif and no good. But if a person is zeichet to master it, he can convert it. He can take that energy and bring it into the Kedusha and use it in a positive way, and that's real tshuva. That's the high. That's what can take him way above. That's where Balei Tshuva sometimes can do things that a person who was religious his whole life can't do, because they have this incredible fire, which if they convert it and bring it into the Kedusha, it gives them a tremendous edge. We know that Yiddishkeit in general, the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, Hashem says the Torah is fire. It's black fire on white fire. Those Yiddishkeit in general is also fire. And the more a person studies it and practices it properly, they'll get that fire. But here again, a person who was on the other side, a person who was living in fire, and then is zoche to jump out of there, and to package that fire and reverse it, sometimes they have a tremendous edge. V'zeo b'chinas tefillin shel yad, sheminichin tefila, v'acharkach tefillin shel roish. Now we'll understand why first we put on tefillin shel yad, then shel roish. Ki tefillin shel roish u tefillin shel yad, b'derech klal, hein b'chinas moire oir b'atzman. Because on a general level, both of these tefillin, roish and yad, both are part of the Mo'ere Oyer. Shehein b'chinas tefillin shel roish, v'tikun ha-mo'ere yesh kanal. That's the concept of tefillin shel roish. And the tikun for the mo'ere yesh, shezeh b'chinas tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel roish, tefillin shel yad, b'derech klal ha-mo'ere oyer b'atzmon, shehein b'chinas tefillin shel roish, v'tikun ha-mo'ere yesh kanal. We said, which are the tefillin shel roish, and they are the tikkun for the Mo'ere Yesh, shezeh b'chinas tefillin shel yad, which is the tefillin shel yad, shezeh b'chinas yoim volayla. The tefillin shel roish represent day, the tefillin shel yad, or the Mo'ere Yesh, represent layla, as we'll see in a minute. Tzadik v'knesses Yisroel, which is also the concept of the tzadik versus the Jewish people. Ki tikkun b'chinas ha-Mo'ere Yesh kanal, Zeu b'chinas tikkun midas laila. Because when we talk about fixing the fire, this Mo'ere Yesh, we're talking about fixing the night, the darkness. Because when do you use fire? When is there fire? She'oz b'chinas shlitas ha-Mo'ere Yesh. When is fire in charge? At night. K'mo she'kosuv, as the Pasuk says in Chumash Bamidbar, u'bo'erev yihye, and at night, the onan was Kemare Eish Loila. It was like a fire, a torch that led the way for them. So we see that the Mo'ere Eish are associated with nighttime, darkness. Aj, and when a person fixes them, when a person makes the tikkun for the Mo'ere Eish, ad shezoichin shelaylo kayoim yoyer. The pasuk says that there's a level of tikkun where the night will be lit up like the day. Shegam hamoirei yesh yistaknu v'yuchlalu bebechinas moirei yor, whereby the moirei yesh, which are associated with night, will be corrected, fixed, and plugged into the moirei yor. Sheze zoichin al yedei habechia b'chatzois. And how does a person accomplish this? Through the crying at midnight. Shezeu bechinas ein hadin nimtak ele b'sharoshi. This follows a rule that we have throughout the Sifrei Kabbalah, that when you want to sweeten a din, a midas hadin, when you want to correct a midas hadin, you have to go to the roots, to the source of that din, and fix it over there. Ki al yedei hadmo'ois nivgomim chas v'shon b'chinas hamo'irei o'er, kamo'i shikos v'shon. Because Rabbeinu Zal writes over there that when a person cries, what happens? Their vision becomes distorted, blurry. You can't see. When you're crying, the eyes are filled with the tears. The eyes take away part of a person's vision. Shezeu b'chinas rochel mevako al boneho. As the pasuk says, Rochel cries over her children. Shezeu b'chinas churban beis hamikdash, which is associated with the destruction of the beis hamikdash. And we know that what reminds us today of the fact that we once had a Beis Hamikdash and we don't have it today, the Kotel Ma'aravi. We have the Kotel Ma'aravi. The word Ma'arav, West, what is the West? The West represents the lack of light, because the sun rises in the East and it sets in the West, right? So West represents the Mo'erei Oyer shutting down. The word Ma'arav, Rabbi Nazar brings there, is the Rosh Tevois Rochel Mevako Al Boneho. Rochel is crying over her children. She's crying over the fact that we're in Golos, no Churban Beis Hamikdash, that the Mo'irei Oyer have left, and instead they were replaced by Mo'irei Esh, the fire that destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. So when we cry, when a person gets up at Chatzos and he cries over the Churban Beis Hamikdash, he's going to the source of the din, the tears which are a form of Esh, hot tears. He's the tears that blur the vision. They're the opposite of the vision in a sense. It's for this reason specifically that we need to cry a lot over the Churban Beis Hamikdash. V'azai daiko al yedei habechia mamshichem al atzmoi kedushas Beis Hamikdash. And through this crying, the person draws upon himself the holiness of the Beis Hamikdash, the light, the Mo'irei Or. Bechinas pe'er hanal, v'nishapchem ha-Mo'irei Yesh, shehem ha-demois, and the Mo'irei Yesh, which are represented by the tears, the hot tears, the tears that blur the vision, the tears that represent Mo'irei Yesh, they get converted, nishapech ha-koil bechinas Mo'irei Or. It gets converted to light. Bebechinas, as Hashem says in Yeshaya chapter 38, Ro'isi es demoisayich. I have seen your tears. Again, demois, weaken the vision. Hashem says, Ro'isi es demoisayich. That's by crying over the right thing, that's how we restore the vision. How did the Beis Hamikdash first come to be destroyed? In the Chumash. Remember? The Meraglim came back on Tisha B'Av and they said, Eretz Yisrael, who wants it? The last place in the world you want to go to. The Giants and the Mets and the Yankee, they're all in Eretz Yisrael. Who wants to go there, right? And what did the Jews do? They cried. It says the Jews cried. And Hashem said, you're crying for nothing. Now this day is going to be appointed as a day for crying for generations. That was Tisha B'Av. So here again, how was the Beis Hamikdash is Mo'irei Or. How was it destroyed? Through Mo'irei Esh, through a treif kind of crying over nothing. How is it going to be rebuilt? How is it going to be repaired? Through kosher crying. When the crying is over our sins, when the crying is over our mistakes and everything, when the crying is to restore the Mo'irei Or. V'chol zeh hu b'chinas tefila shel yad, and this is all associated with the tefillin shel yad, shehi b'chinas Knesset Yisrael, which represents the Shechina, the Malchus, the Jewish people, shetikun oir ze yoytze tchila baboiker al yedei hatikun shel kimas chatzois, whereby the Arizal tells us that this light of the Tfilin shel Yad is the first one to come out in the morning as a result of the avoida that was done at midnight. Shayidei ze, through that avoida, laila kayoim yoyer, we make it that the night should shine like day. We take the night, which is moire yesh, and we convert it to moire yoyer. Shemishapchin habchinas hamoire yesh yesholtin balaila, we convert the moire yesh, which usually rule at night, v'nichlolin bo'er hayoyim, and they plug into and become part of the light of day, which is the mitzvah of tefillin, which we're putting on at daylight. Bechinas moire yoyer. V'alkein, tefillah shel yad, hu keneged halev. And this is why the tefillin shel yad, we put on directly opposite the heart, and we say in the tefillah that we say before putting on tefillin, we say why? L'shabed boze, taivas u'machshavois libeinu l'avoidos yisborach. That why am I wearing this tefillin shel yad? In order to subjugate the desires and thoughts of my heart, the bad desires and the bad thoughts of my heart, to turn it around to Hashem. Hainu kanal, this is exactly what we spoke about. Lahafoich kol chamimu so'eish shebelev, to convert that fire of the Yetzirah in the heart, lavoidoso yisbor shmoi, to use it into serving Hashem, l'chamimus v'slavos d'gdusha, that should be a fire of holiness. Shezeo b'chinas ha-tfilin shel klal Yisrael, this is the concept of the tfilin of the Jewish people, she'oiskin adayin b'melchom azois, who are still involved in this battle against our Yetzirah. We, the people, are still engaged in battle every day fighting our Yetzirah. L'shakech u'levatel hamidois v'tayvois rois, to try to cool the fire down, to try to cool that and destroy and eliminate the midois rois and tayvois rois, shehem hora shebedal yisoidois, which come from the negative aspect of the dalad yisoidois, u'levarer hatoiv, and to extract the good, sheyenichlal bedalad moichin, that it should plug into those dalad moichin, bebechinas mo'oire oir. This is what's represented by the tefillin shel yad. We said tefillin is moire oir. It's right opposite the heart, which is the center of the fire. That's the fireplace, the heart. It's generating heat. The Zohar HaKadosh says in one place, il mole kanfei reya denashvi aliba, havoliba oikid kol gufa. Were it not for the lungs that are cooling the heart all the time, the heart would burn up the entire body. Why? Because the heart is pumping. It's a pump going all the time, like a computer, a machine, a car engine. If you don't have that cool, that fan belt, that fan operating, you're finished. The lungs. So we see that the heart is the center of this fire, this moir eish. The tefillin shel yad is right there opposite it to convert that eish of the sitrachra, to an eish of kedusha. Vehu bechinas yad keheh. And this is why the tefillin shel yad is put on the left hand. Since when do Jews do anything with the left? We're always on the right. We're always on the right, right, right. What are we doing with the left? Bechinas Rochel, ulimto shapirta deles lo'ainim. The Zohar HaKadosh says that Rochel, who represents the Shechina, when we're in Golos, is referred to a beautiful maiden without eyes. Without eyes. Why? Because the Mo'ere Oyer has been, the lights have been shut off. The Beis Hamikdash has been destroyed. The light of the tzaddikim is hidden. Kiim mashemeirin lo mehamo'oireir. She has no light of her own other than what's being shined into her, into Rachel, into the Shechina from the Mo'ere Oyer. How? Al yedei hakoiv shemes Yisram, by those Jews who conquer their Yetzer, umamshichem koyach hatzadik, and they draw the power of the tzadik, b'chinas mo'ere yoyer, shaydei zeh nimshochen hamoichen. That's how they draw this seichel, b'chinas oyer heinayim, the light of the eyes, gam l'shom. They bring it down to the Shechina, to Rochel, le b'chinas Rochel. Ki yodua umuvon kol zeh. as all of this is known in the Zohar HaKadosh and the Sifrei Kabbalah, where it speaks about this. Hashem and the Shekhinah. Rochel is one of the nicknames of the Shekhinah, and the Shekhinah represents the Malchus of Hashem, which were in Golus. It's down and out, and it has lost its light, it has lost its power in a sense, and we're trying to restore its light and power by shining into it from these sources of Kedusha, from the Tzaddik, from the Torah, you know, the different sources of Kedusha. So first we put on the Tefillin Shel Yad on the to repair that fire, to convert the Moirei Esh of Tumah into Esh of Kedusha. V'achar kach menichin Tefillin Shel Roish. And only afterwards do we put on the Tefillin Shel Roish, Shehu Bechinas Oyer HaTzadik Biatzmoi, which represents the light of the Tzadik himself. Shehu Bechinas Etzem HaMoirei Or, who is the essence of these Moirei Or, Bechinas Etzem HaPe'er Vizgalus HaGavnin. He is the Pe'er, the colors, Bechinas Roish Bayis. He is the one who is referred to as the Roish Bayis.